on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Former ANC President Thabo Mbeki says the party does not have the answers to all of South Africa's problems. Mbeki, who made the remarks during a campaign trail in KZN yesterday, says the party must ensure that it deploys capable people in positions of power. The ruling party dropped below 50% in many municipalities in the province, including eThekwini, in the 2021 local government elections. Mbeki's called for a national dialogue after the May 29th general elections to address issues.
All of us know the problems facing the country. They require solutions, and they require that we must think together. The idea that there's some political party that's sitting there like the ANC, which has got answers to these problems, is a conception that is wrong. The people of South Africa must participate in the process of determining the future of this country.
The debt toll from the George building collapse has risen to 21. 31 construction workers are still unaccounted for. The George municipality says the primary focus continues to be on rescue efforts. However, they're also proactively setting up plans to expedite the identification of those who have died. This will be done through the support of the Forensic Pathology Service and the South African Police Service. Now, Police Minister Bheki Cele visited the site in the Southern Cape yesterday. He says they cannot speculate on what caused the collapse.
We usually give the information to the public that has been found by the investigation. We don't preempt what we think of. The investigation that police have started, nobody knows exact number from the very get-go even now. For us to know exactly those, we'll have to get the identification document.
And abroad, former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial will take a pivotal turn today when his former attorney Michael Cohen testifies in New York. Cohen allegedly made a payment at Trump's request to a former adult film star. It was in the weeks leading up to the 2016 elections. He will testify that Trump reimbursed him for the hush money but falsified records to disguise the payments as legal expenses. And a study found that using the internet may be good for your well-being. Kat Suave has the details.
Despite popular concerns suggesting otherwise, there is a link between being online and being happy. That's according to a worldwide report by the Oxford Internet Institute, which analysed 2 million people from 168 countries. Researchers found life satisfaction was 8.5% higher for those who had online access compared to those who didn't. They looked at 33,000 different situations, which suggested 85% of interactions between internet connectivity and well-being were positive, but experts say they didn't look at the impact of social media.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 23 today. Pietermaritzburg, 21. Richards Bay, 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.
And coming up in your sports, Villa against Liverpool in Monday night football action. Kaizer Chiefs hopes of top eight football next season dented with Usutu draw and wins for College, Westville and St. Charles in schoolboy rugby.